how responsive are you at returning emails, phone calls, and requests? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I just want to talk about the tendency these days for people to not get back to people. As you get busier and busier, it's possible that you'll start letting things slip. But being less responsive could be hurting your reputation and your career. Relationships are crucial to your effectiveness and how you're perceived in the organization. I'm hearing more complaints from people that they're being ghosted by others inside and outside their organization. Customers, suppliers, and support departments aren't answering emails, returning phone calls, and providing status updates. In the short term, it might be a time saver, but in the longer term, it harms your career progress. Robert Cialdini, a psychology professor and author of Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, says that two of the key components of someone's persuasiveness are likability and reciprocation. Being someone who is counted on and who gets back to people makes you more likable, and delivering on your promise to people creates their desire to return the favor, which is called reciprocation. To increase others' perceptions of your trustworthiness and helpfulness, it helps to deliver on your commitments and show that you can be counted on. If you're already good at replying to emails and calling people back, keep up the good work. But if you tend to let those things slip, make a commitment to get better at getting back to people. When you're more trustworthy, you may also decide that you need to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And you can do that by accessing our online resources, our public workshops, or having us on site to deliver our training. Just visit us online at uniquedevelopment.com or reach out to us in one of our social media platforms.